Well, thousands of Nigerians have marched in solidarity with the top Muslim leader, Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki, who is incarcerated without any charge. Demonstrators, mostly women, took to the streets of the northern city of Bauchi, demanding the immediate release of the cleric, his wife, and hundreds of other Muslims. They condemned the detention as illegal. A similar rally was held in the city of Yauri in the northwestern state of Kebbi. In December last year, Nigerian troops raided the residence of Sheikh Zakzaki and his followers in the city of Zaria. The soldiers killed hundreds of Muslims and seriously injured the top leader before arresting him. The Nigerian army had accused Zakzaki and his followers of attacking the convoy of the army chief, a claim categorically denied by them. Masoud Shajada from the Islamic Human Rights Commission joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Shajada, talking about the situation of Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki, he remains currently in a state of limbo, so to say, where he's not being charged with anything formal, yet he's also not being released. Talk to us more about what's going on.
Well, it's a very strange situation for him to be. The fact of the matter is that, as you said, he's not being charged, he's not released, he's not even accused of any particular crime. The reality is that he's been shot four times in the process 2 months ago. There are 700 people missing. His wife was shot twice. And really, we are getting no access to any of these people. Those who are, we know number of people who are actually being held, but we have no access to them. Lawyers have got no access to them. We tried to get access. The lawyers have been pushing forward for having access to their clients. Zakzaki has not been seen except by one team, which included a professor. And really, this is outrageous. It's outrageous because of the fact that, you know, there are 700 people missing, many of them presumed dead, and there are hundreds who have died. And really, we are seeing no due process whatsoever. And we don't even know who is holding Sheikh Zakzaki and his wife. We don't know if it's the military, if it's the police, or it's the intelligence services. There are some rumors that it is being held by intelligence services, which is outrageous. I mean, if someone has committed a crime, then let us go through the due process. And if they haven't, which is very clearly he hasn't, then they should be released. And this is totally unacceptable. And this is why we are seeing almost weekly demonstrations right across Nigeria. The most recent was yesterday in 15 cities by women of the Islamic movement going out and in thousands and demonstrating to bring some sort of due process and some sanity to this whole situation.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Masoud Shajada from the Islamic Human Rights Commission speaking to us from the British capital, London.